Chris and Andrew were two very brave men. They went where most people would not go, into basically the heat, the hottest of the hot zones. As far as we can work out, even before Mission Ukraine took them the 4x4 that they had with them at the end, with their previous van, which was not really rugged enough for the conditions, between them they'd saved over 400 people evacuated from areas that nobody else was willing or able to get to. That's lives saved. And no matter what criticism comes from some quarters for going into the most dangerous areas, you cannot argue with the fact they saved lives right up to the end. On their first trip, after they got the vehicle that Mission Ukraine took over for them, their very first trip, they rescued a man and a child right from the front lines who could not get out any other way. They saved lives, and that really, there's no greater tribute that we can give than that. Being part of the humanitarian effort in Ukraine it's an amazing experience. Sometimes it seems almost surreal. You're very often going through this beautiful countryside and suddenly you come up against a bomb hole. You pull into a petrol station at night, and whereas here they're all lit up brightly, in most parts of Ukraine they're in pitch blackness. You even, when you get to a petrol station, you turn off the ignition, turn off your headlights, because you do not want to be a target. How people live like that all the time, I honestly don't know. They are an amazing people. That's not to say they're perfect any more than the Brits are perfect. We all have our faults, but they are more determined than they have ever been, as a rule. The majority of them are determined to keep going, keep fighting for their own freedom and also for ours. Because if Putin is allowed to get away with what he's got away with in places like Syria, Chechnya, Georgia, and now Ukraine, nowhere is safe. And the politicians who prevaricate, frankly, will be seen by history in the same way that we now look at Neville Chamberlain, as an appeaser and a collaborator. So I say to those politicians, stop playing into Putin's hands. Give Ukraine what it needs. Chris and Andrew dealt with far more than I and most other humanitarian aid workers have to deal with. When we go into Ukraine, we find very often numerous checkpoints everywhere we go. Then we'll get to wherever we're staying, sometimes in the middle of the night, and find there's no power. Occasionally no water. That may be at predictable times, but very often it isn't. But they went beyond that. When I went to villages in the areas around Kherson, there were sounds of gunfire, sounds of rocket fire, and some of them were fairly close. By close, I mean half a mile. Chris and Andrew went right into the most dangerous areas to save lives. They were coming under attack more than daily. How they coped, I honestly don't know. I think most of us would have cracked up, to be honest. And I know volunteers who knew them and volunteers who didn't. We'll be wanting our chance to express solidarity with their families and appreciation for what these two very brave men have done since the beginning of the war.